Pastor Paul Weber with us this morning from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Marquette. This being Christmas Eve, we talked a little bit about the reason for the season from the traditional Christian perspective this morning. And, you know, we talked about the fact that in the Bible, there really isn't that much per se about the birth of Jesus, but we have the Christmas story. And I know that that's something that you know, and I was hoping that you would take a moment and share the Christmas story with us as you would, and tell us where you're taking it from and the full sense of that.
I'd be glad to, Walt. And here, I guess I realize I'm probably more of an old-fashioned guy when it comes to Christmas. In fact, as you can see, the Bible that I brought is actually my wife's from a long, long time ago, because it's the King James. And there's two things I read from the King James. Mm-hmm. It's the 23rd Psalm, and it's the Christmas story. It's just because that's how it is. And that really comes from Luke chapter 2. And this you'll probably remember when you were growing up also, Walt. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary as a espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the shepherds were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.